By the end of the year, six giant superhero movies will have come out. The latest is X-Men Apocalypse. Guess how many were directed by women? If you thought or yelled zero, you're right. Only one woman has ever directed a major superhero adaptation for the big screen. NPR's Netta Ulaby visited her in Los Angeles.
Lexi Alexander had to meet with some TV executives, so we hopped in her car and she cranked up some tunes.
This is, by the way, a band called Hayani, a very good band from Beirut.
Lexi Alexander is half German, half Palestinian. She's got glossy dark hair and the athletic carriage of a kickboxing champ, which she happens to be. Alexander first came to the U.S. to work as a stuntwoman. She trained Marines in hand-to-hand combat at Camp Pendleton. Action scenes are her forte. She suspects that's partly why she was hired to direct an episode of the show Supergirl, where the main character has to battle a serial killer alien. In a tiny office on the CBS lot, Alexander is getting notes from Sebastian Gibbs, CBS's director of current programming.
So, I hear you guys saw my episode.
Yeah, we'll just say we really appreciate the use of negative space.
Alexander has a lot riding on this. Her Marvel Comics movie, Punisher Warzone, was a 2008 box office bomb. Still, picky fans of the original comic loved it. So did Scott Derrickson.
She is the greatest.
Derrickson is one of the many men directing a Marvel or DC Comics movie out this year. His is Doctor Strange. Derrickson sees Alexander as cutting edge, ahead of her time, especially with the considerable violence in her movie, Punisher Warzone.
You take it in and it's very visceral and in your face.
But Alexander gives violence, he says, gravity and significance.
Real-world violence is something that she has thought about a lot of, and she's a kickboxing champion. She's participated in it. She knows what it feels like to hit and to be hit.
Lexi Alexander came to Hollywood at age 19, a German kickboxing champion at a moment when chiseled European martial artists like Jean-Claude Van Damme and Dolph Lundgren were pummeling paths to stardom. But she hated acting.
I don't like people telling me what to do.
So Alexander decided to direct movies about what she knew, fighting.
I raised money for this one short film that I wanted to put it all in there. Like, this is my calling card. And sure enough, I made this short film about a boxer and I was nominated for an Oscar, and that started my career.
That 2003 Oscar-nominated calling card, Johnny Flinton, was followed by another study of male violence, this time British soccer fans in the film Green Street Hooligans. But her third movie's dismal box office took Alexander directly to what's known in Hollywood as director jail. Film critic Walter Cha is also a fan. He says director jail is filled disproportionately with women.
You better not stumble, because if you stumble, as you know, she's perceived publicly to have done with Punisher Warzone, we're never going to give you another movie again.
But Lexi Alexander fought director jail by becoming an activist. She started speaking up about Hollywood's treatment of women and minorities long before the Oscars made it central to the cultural conversation. And Alexander is part of the world of comics and martial arts, so she reached people like director Scott Derrickson.
The biggest influence that Lexi's had on me is just in raising my awareness. You know, I really didn't understand some of this basic statistics and basic realities of sexism in Hollywood and how few women get available directing jobs.
Only 9% of directing jobs went to women in Hollywood last year, according to researchers at San Diego State University. It's not uncommon for women speaking out on these issues to get trolled by online bullies and doxxed, meaning their private information is spread all over the internet. Doxing, says Lexi Alexander, is not a problem for her.
I'm also the kind of person, like, please dox me. You don't even need to dox me. I will give you my address and I'll wait for you at my doorstep. And oddly, that kind of turns these kids off.
Recently, Alexander has campaigned for Hollywood to make superhero movies starring Arab and Muslim characters. Like so many other people of Arab and Muslim descent, she's disturbed by the negative stereotyping of more than a billion people into swarthy, barking terrorists. And she feels it's a missed opportunity to fight real terrorists, targeting disempowered young men with powerful but false narratives.
Here comes these ISIS guys with these amazing John Wayne-type recruitment things, and they superheroes for them, and we're sitting here doing nothing.
In the meantime, Alexander's been busy, directing TV shows and next a movie about a troubled wrestler. And she's shopping a show about a Muslim cop in the NYPD with a Pakistani-American playwright and the best-selling novelist, Dave Eggers. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.